All right, Representative John Ager, well, nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Jeremy.
And so we just spoke a couple weeks ago, so you told me all about House Bill 2 when I asked you about it, but things have changed now. The NCAA and the ACC have pulled out of the state. And now the latest is that McCrory's office is saying that if the Charlotte City Council repeals their ordinance, he will call a special session ostensibly to repeal House Bill 2. What do you think of the latest proposal?
I've heard the same. There are rumors. My guess or prediction is that Charlotte will not, that they feel like it's sort of a extortion to ask them to do that to save the state legislature. So I don't imagine they'll do it. There's a part of me that says, you know, it's time to get this thing behind us. And we've talked about it way too long. We've lost way too much. And I'm worried about losing the Southern Conference tournament in Asheville, which will be the next big problem for the state. So I'll be interested to find out. But I know that there is a group of Republicans down there wringing their hands trying to figure out what to do. We can put up with a lot in North Carolina, but losing basketball is not one of them.
You know, it seems like almost the proposal to have Charlotte repeal their ordinance is almost like a shifting of saying, well, this was started by Charlotte. Who do you think is to blame for the entire mess?
I think the General Assembly and McCrory for signing it like he did. He should have waited a couple days before he signed it. The bill, in my opinion, was designed completely to elect Republicans in the fall. It was to be their social issue bill, and it blew up in their face. You know, they were messaging right from the start about the bathrooms. Of course, the bill was a lot more than that. In my opinion, they made a huge political blunder as well as a blunder that's harmed the state immensely.
You know, we're here at your beautiful home. Many Democrats gathered here today, and we just heard from Roy Cooper. What did you think of what he had to say?
I'm a Roy Cooper fan. I like what he says. I like that he's a straight-up guy. I like that he wants to tackle the problems that have really pulled our state out from the days when we were just textiles and tobacco. And we did it with education. We did it when it hurt to invest in education. And it's time again to do that again. And I loved hearing him talk about so much about education.
All right. Well, Representative Ager, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.